Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I could lie awake just to say happy birthday. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and kissing me.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
I don't know, it just got in my throat.
You just ate. Maybe there's something stuck in there.
Bragger, I just ate. Food.
Are you going to do an update?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to squeeze it in there.
Squeeze.
This is Loose Lips.
Whoa.
This is Loose Phlegm. I was totally fine until you cracked the mics.
I don't know what to tell you. Should I speak?
What? No. Can't allow it. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She deserves all the cakes, love, hugs, and happiness, and is owed one snow day off from work. I hope you enjoyed your birthday, my friend.
Oh, that's really sweet, especially considering what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
And with me today is someone that any other time of the year, she hates her birthday. So why is she trying to steal my birthday month? Her birthday stealing name is
Amy Nichols. How am I stealing it?
Because we were talking the other day about how both of our significant others went out of their way to try to get us a birthday gift.
Oh.
And I don't know the story, but I'm like, really? This girl hates her birthday and now she's preparing for it well over a month in advance.
Not
like, you shut up about your birthday, Lacey G. I have to tell you something. Josh tried to get me a birthday present.
That is not how it went down.
You cancel your birthday. You don't even come to my birthday. Do you want to talk about
mine?
Yeah.
That's not how it went down.
In my head, that's exactly how it went down. So we're going to get into all this birthday bragging and stuff in a minute. But first, I got to put some people on blast.
It's not me, is it?
It's not you. Person number one I'm putting on blast, person I say that loosely, is my dog Stanley.
Ooh, I can understand that.
So my dog Stanley just developed this new habit, and I didn't think anything of it. For some reason, over the break, he started this full body shaking where,
like
he
shivering?
Twists his head. No, like, he's full body shaking. He's twisting his head back and forth, and his big old ears are just flapping. And
that sounds cute.
It's like, if you remember from back in the day, the movie Beethoven with
yes.
that big old St. Bernard, and he'd get out of the bath and just start shaking, just full body shaking. Well, my dog started doing that and I didn't think anything of it. Like, oh, he just likes the way his ears slap together or something.
Yeah, flop around.
Well, my husband Jeremy was like, no, I think he might need an ear infection. So I'm going to take him to the vet. So he takes Stanley to the vet. And do you know what that vet said about my dog?
What?
He has allergies. Why the hell? Everybody in my family has bad allergies, and I used to be healthy. And once I married Jeremy, my health declined.
I think
Jeremy's drastically
contagious.
Yes. So, of course, whenever we got this dog, my husband Jeremy helped pick him out, and he wanted an adventure dog because our last dog was a little prissy Pomeranian. She wouldn't do anything. She was just a little princess. I'd dress her up in dresses because she was adorable. But she was nothing but just a lap dog. And so whenever we got this dog, he's like, this dog's going to be my adventure dog. We're going to go hiking. We're going to go swimming. We're going to do mountains together. I mean, all this different kind of stuff. Yes.
How many things has he actually done with this dog?
Zero. Nothing. My dog is scared of water. He's now a sick little bitch like everybody else in my family. Like, why do we have to adopt the sick dog? So now we have to give him Benadryl every day, and she doesn't even think that he has an ear infection, but we still have to put drops in his ear just in case. And then that starts like a fight every single night because it's like, you're not holding the dog correctly. How can you not hold this dog down? And it's like, it's a freaking dog. He's doing whatever he wants to do.
Tell him to do it himself.
It's a two-person job to get these ear drops in. So it's the first
dogs
person thing.
Are such a beating, but I mean, there is reward. somewhere in there.
I love him. I mean, he's a sweet dog, but he's ruined my couch. I hate the fact that anytime I ever go to the doctor, it doesn't matter what it's for. I went to a chiropractor because I couldn't move my neck, and she tells me it's allergies. And I'm like, I'm just not going to go to the doctor anymore. If every single problem, that every ailment that I have in life is allergy related, then why go to the damn doctor?
Do you take something every morning?
Yes. Oh. I take allergy pills every morning. And then if I'm bad, which it kind of sounds like maybe I need a switch right now, I'll take allergy D with a decongestant.
Mm.
Okay. So that's the first thing I'm putting on blast. Second thing I'm putting on blast.
You're angry.
I'm putting myself on blast.
Oh.
Because I am absolutely heartless because Jeremy was sick all of vacation. He was sick. He had the flu before Christmas. Was finally well enough that we had to postpone our trip to Florida, but we were able to go. Then we get to Florida and he's sick all over again. Had to go back to the doctor in Florida. By then, he was over the flu, but he had gotten bronchitis. Well, he never cleared up. And he coughs like a dying person. Like, he really does. Like, you think, because you know how men are such babies whenever they're sick?
Sure.
So for him to cough, like, it is a big old production. It's not just a cough. It's like a, are you going to be okay? Are you still breathing by the time this is done? You know? Well, he was still coughing, and I didn't think anything about it because...
You didn't know.
Well, and he had already been to the doctor, so he already got steroids. So what is a doctor going to do for you? We end up going back to the doctor, and they're like, you almost have pneumonia. That's how sick you are. Like, it, and he acted like he was fine. That's why it wasn't a big deal, but it's just everything settling in your lungs, and you can't get it up.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it can get dangerous. I mean, right, with walking pneumonia?
I don't know. Because I just ignore it. I ignore all symptoms. And I'm like, quit exaggerating and being a little baby. And ends up he's sick.
Did he do the things he's supposed to do when he was diagnosed the last time with the bronchitis?
Yeah, he did everything he was supposed to do.
And it just turned into something more.
And you know, it's a joke between me and him. His mom had him prematurely.
Oh, yes.
And so I always say... It's because he was a sick little baby because he was a little preemie baby is what I tell him.
I don't know about all this.
And then now whenever I get sick, he calls it full term problems. So that's how he gets back at me.
It's a cute inside joke, but I don't know if I share it with everyone.
You don't know if that's politically correct?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure. March of Dimes. Hashtag.
No disrespect to any preemies out there. I'm just saying. Now, there's one more person we're putting on blast.
Okay.
I'm passing the baton to you on this one.
I'm not prepared.
You told this story the other day that just made me giggle so hard. I don't know how you've never shared this story before.
Oh,
Josh's famous poop going on blast now. Hit it, Amy.
Am I putting Josh on blast?
Yeah.
So I should have brought this up whenever we did our celebrity awkward moments sometime last year. I'm sorry. I don't remember when. Anyway, so my friend's mom is next door neighbor to the Jonas's, you know, the band's mother.
And so we're talking hot Nick.
Yeah.
Joe, who's just all right. And then whatever with that other brother.
Kevin.
Yeah.
So, and Frankie, the little brother Frankie. Nah. Anyway, so there was an event at this house and we were invited. And Josh went into this house knowing that he was going to take a dump in their bathroom. That was his entire goal for the evening. And so I'm putting Josh on blast for pooping at the Jonas's house. I wasn't planning on...
He went over there with the sole intention of deucing it up at this famous person's house.
Yeah. I mean, he was my date. So, I mean, he was also my arm candy. But his goal, I guess that was my goal. His goal was to, drop off the kids at the pool.
Because if I'm going to go to somebody famous house, like, I want to look around and look like maybe in their closet or something, you know? I want to see.
That's never going to happen, though. I mean, would you really have the guts to start digging in their closet?
Oh my God, have you seen me at other people's house?
Yeah. Have you dug in my closet?
No, but whenever I'm friends with somebody, I want a house tour. And I just might, hey, can I go look here? Can I do that? And so I'll go look around your house. I mean, I'm not snooping or anything.
Okay, so you're invited to an event at a celebrity's house. And you think that you're going to get a tour of their closets?
Maybe they're not offering tours, but maybe I just go rogue and invite myself to look around. Yeah.
Josh has so much anxiety. I don't think he could make himself do that. I mean, he gets nervous watching The Office and Michael Scott with his rambling and not making sense. Josh like has to turn it off and take a break because his heart starts to... He starts panicking, just looking at someone else being an idiot. There's no way he could act like an idiot in someone else's home. I don't think so. Not, I mean, unless he's intoxicated, maybe.
But he can poop on demand, though.
Yes. He's an expert at that.
All right. So over the weekend, I celebrated my birthday.
Your birthday.
Mm-hmm. And, I had a really good birthday. I haven't planned anything for the last couple of years, just been busy. So
lame.
Birthdays hadn't been much. I mean, gosh, last year I wanted to throw myself a quinceanera, but never got around to doing that.
I know, I hate that.
And then this year, I mean, time just got away from me and ended up not planning anything. But I had a really, really good birthday. And it started off. I did a 7-day juice cleanse from Squeezed Online.
Yes, you did. Did you make it?
I made it. I made it the whole time. I was thinking I might have dinner that last night.
Because pretty much you've accomplished your goal.
Sure. And I'm a little hungry. So I was thinking, you know, have some sushi, some carbless sushi. And I got food shamed here. And they're like, no, you don't go the whole 7 days just to have dinner that seventh night.
You didn't get that from me, though.
I didn't eat. Made it the whole 7 days. Wake up Saturday. My birthday was on Sunday, and Jeremy had to work on Sunday. So we did my birthday on Saturday. And so I wake up on Saturday, and I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go eat. I want to go eat. We went and we had brunch somewhere. And I went to this place for the sole purpose of, I mean, I just did a juice cleanse. I need to stay healthy. That's not the intention of doing a juice cleanse, is just to turn around and start eating like garbage.
True.
So I go to this place because they have like egg whites and vegetables and all this different kind of stuff. Well, I get there, they have a 45-minute wait. But if you can find space at the bar, you can sit there. There was one stool open. And then this chick had all of her winter gear like stacked up on the next stool. And so I went up to her and I was like, hi, excuse me. I just got off a 7-day juice cleanse. Can I please sit here? And she's like, oh, my goodness. Yes. And I didn't realize how loud I had said that. And even the bartender was like, oh, my gosh, you haven't eaten in 7 days. You need to sit down and eat right now. So it became this big production.
How funny, though. Oh, yeah. I would have totally spoken up, too, though. You don't need to be having your stuff all over the place, taking up seats.
Yeah. Whenever it's this crowded.
Yeah.
But I did not order healthy. I went ahead and got me, like, some Texas Toast breakfast sandwich. Mm. And, oh, it was so good. And I had...
Could you tell that your stomach shrunk?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And then we went... my mother-in-law told me this really cool thing that I didn't realize. Bed Bath & Beyond has an amazing return policy. Did you know that?
No, they don't.
Yes. So, my Roomba only works sometimes, right?
Yeah.
My mother-in-law got a Roomba right after me. And she said that she had problems with her Roomba, and she took it back to Bed Bath & Beyond, and they just exchanged it for her. So, I keep my boxes on all my expensive stuff. So, I still had the box for my Roomba.
Mm-hmm.
Packed up my Roomba, brought it to Bed Bath & Beyond. This was on my wedding registry, so this was 4 years ago.
Nuh-uh.
They looked it up, and they said, well, it's been 4 years, so I can't give you an exchange, but I can give you store credit. So we go back and start looking at other Roombas, and a sales guy comes up to me, completely sells me on this other brand. It's called a Bob, and it vacuums and mops.
Get out. Wait. Does it do different, like it does carpet and wood and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you have to put it on a mop setting. Like it doesn't just automatically do everything. Sells me on this Bob. Ended up being super cheap. So we got a Bob and $200 store credit at Bed Bath & Beyond.
No way.
Tell me that wasn't a badass shopping day.
I mean, I'm surprised.
I was really amazed because, I mean, they have my online registry. So it's not like I'm up there lying or anything. You know, they know whenever I bought
this. That's incredible.
Yeah. I was so super impressed. So that was like just a great kickstart to my birthday. Well, you and I had said that our significant others was trying to get us birthday gifts and something happened. Well, mine, Psycho Shannon came to work the other day and she's showing me her new iPhone X. And I'm just like, oh my God, that thing is so cool. I did not want one.
Did you get one? Oh my God.
Well, Jeremy tried to go get my iPhone X for me, but it would have cut off service like in the middle of the day for me, so he couldn't get it. So he waited until I was with him. And then we ended up doing this whole runaround. You remember how I threw my phone last year and had to get a new one?
Yes.
Well, because of that reason, my serial numbers did not match up. So it ended up being this big to-do. Oh. We were at Target to buy it, and then Target couldn't sell it to me because they couldn't get my phone transferred over. So then we had to go to AT&T and go talk to them. And then they say that there's no problem. So I'm sitting there with my iPhone X.
And you're like,
and my case.
I wish I were at Bed Bath & Beyond right now.
And my case. And I can't get either one. I just got my new phone yesterday. Jeremy went and got it for me. And now I don't have a case.
Spoiled.
Yet I have to go get a case because I'm so like worried about it. I can't get angry and throw it.
No, you cannot. So have you messed with it?
Not really.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
It does have face recognition though. So look at me. Don't make me be a liar. Oh, see? Yeah.
So did Shannon give Jeremy a clue or were you dropping the hints all over pretty heavy?
Oh, no, I'll let him know.
So you're not shocked by it?
Well, I mean, I knew what I was doing whenever I was bragging about Shannon's iPhone. I knew exactly what I was doing.
That is so cool. So it's, is there a plus with the X or is it just an X?
It's just all one size, but it is bigger than what I'm used to, which I like because I don't do cell phone things with my cell phone. I do other things with my cell phone.
Right.
Like I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need it for conversating.
Right.
I need it for texting, for surfing the internet, for social media. So the bigger, the better. I'm good.
How cool.
Yeah.
Look at you. So should I talk about mine?
Yeah.
Let me brag for a second.
Oh, God. Now I don't feel good about this.
No, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's fine. I have been really interested in this band. I think it's a band, Sylvan Esso. It's a girl who sings, but I'm sure there's someone who accompanies her with the music or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I've been keeping an eye with her for a couple years, and we haven't had a chance to see her perform in person. And so something came up, and I asked Josh if I could buy the tickets, and he said, sure. So I went and bought the tickets. They were $28 a piece. I'm bragging big time here. Anyways, and then Josh told me later that he was already eyeballing him and was planning on buying them for me for my birthday gift. And I blew it because there's no way that he could hide it from me. I have control of his account, his bank account. So, I mean, it's nothing really to brag about. Is that I got tickets.
That's sweet.
It is sweet. It's nice. It's really nice. I mean, I'm glad that he thought about it. I did ask him if I should take myself off of his account because it does stink. I mean, really, he's set up to fail every single time because I do. I know everything.
Well, I'm skeptical just simply because your family is known to be really bad gift givers, Josh included.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if you mentioned that and he's like, that's a really good idea. I'm going to piggyback on her idea and act like it was my idea. That way she thinks for once I was going to give her a good birthday present.
Maybe, but
this is a man who schemes to poop at celebrity houses. I mean, I would put nothing past him.
But I think he's interested in seeing them also. We've even, like, been so desperate to see her that we've, like, oh, well, maybe we can find her performing, you know, in Seattle and fly up there for the weekend or something. Like, we're willing to travel to see her, and it just hasn't worked out. Anyway, so she's coming to Dallas, and we finally get to see her.
Well, that's fun. Yeah. Is it anywhere near your birthday?
It's the month after my birthday.
So this is now going on 3 months strong that Amy's trying to celebrate her birthday. January, February, and March.
No, I bought the tickets just because I wanted to see her. Josh mentioned that he was thinking about getting them for me. I'm not celebrating my birthday. I'm just going to see someone I enjoy. That's it. And then I have no control of when the date is.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I want to check out this artist. Would I like them?
Probably not.
I'm not inviting myself to your birthday shindig.
It's not a birthday shindig.
I was gonna die young. Contend with the living blues.
Huh, I like this. I could see myself getting down to this music.
You would not.
So I am so surprised because I said my birthday was on Sunday. We celebrated Saturday. I went to my family's house, had steak. My dad cooked some really good steak, and then we played games.
What games?
Headbands.
Oh, yeah.
It's the little kid game.
We have it. It's fun. It's just difficult. The kids get frustrated.
It's really difficult, and I won. And that's why I'm bragging right now, because I won. So that was a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, I just hung out with some friends. My girlfriend got some new puppies, two puppies. So I went over there and I was playing with puppies, and a couple of people came over and we had red velvet cake and more food that's bad for you. It was really good. And then last night, a girlfriend took me out for sushi. So I've been birthdaying it up
for days
on end.
Go for it.
I haven't done that in a long time.
You deserve it.
I used to have like week-long celebrations where in the end I'm like pooping blood and not really sure.
God, no. No. My sister, my baby sister, Millie, she would take the entire month of her birthday. And it's really not fair because my mom's birthday is only 4 days away from hers in the same month. And Millie just took over. And we harped on her forever about doing that. And now she just hates celebrating her birthday. Let's celebrate for a whole month. And now she doesn't come down to visit us at all.
Doesn't return your phone calls.
Nope. I love you, sister. I'm still alive. Well, speaking of puppies, you know my baby Zuko.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some problems with him in the past.
Because he's attacking your daughter.
He is defending me. So, I mean, it's really the point of view that you have. No, he really is. He shouldn't be acting that way. But I love him right now because he's such a good snuggle bug with the cold weather, and I'm just laying with him. And I even had one of those in the butt moments that you talked about. And I almost took a picture. I'm like, no, this is so dumb. I don't need to. But I was like, this is what she's talking about. This is in the butt.
Yes.
Anyway, so I really like him right now. And I mean, I was pretty mad with the whole Morgan situation. So I don't know. I know people talk to their dogs, but I try to reason with him, like make deals. I don't know if that's normal or not, because they can't really understand you. They understand tones, like I'm mad at you, or you're a good puppy or whatever. But yeah, I was really mad at him, and I was starting to get there, and I was reasoning with him. I'm like, okay, if you don't mess up and tell your birthday, we share the same birthday month. It's February 14th. I don't really know when his birthday is, but I just said Valentine's Day because it's easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I said, if you're good, then I'll bake you a birthday cake, a little pup cake for your birthday. And he messed up.
What did he do?
I don't know if it's his fault or my son Maddox. Maddox is oblivious. If there's a video game on, he does not know what is going on around him. He's sitting in his gaming chair, and he has probably been up since the crack of dawn. I don't wake up until hours later. It's the weekend. I wake up, and no joke, there is crap, can I say literally, surrounding him in this gaming chair. He's right in the middle of the living room. There are six piles around my son of just dog dookie. And the dog's been whining, standing by the door, asking to go out. My son has no idea that he's right there and surrounded by smell. And I mean, it's in his peripheral. Like, he can see what, if the dog is squatting right next to you, can he really not understand what's going on around you?
Oh my goodness.
Ugh. Anyways, I'm really mad at the dog for crapping everywhere.
But what about Maddox, though?
I mean, yeah, I'm at
he's
him
old
too.
Enough. He needs to be a responsible dog owner.
I think I should take the gaming away if he can't see what's going on in reality. Anyway, so I'm mad at both of them. Oh, and my son's birthday is February 2, so maybe just canceling birthdays all around. No birthdays in February. I've decided just now.
Oh, that's so sad.
But yeah, I tried to make a deal with the dog. He failed.
My dog fails. He's ruining my couch, ruining my patience. Another cool birthday thing, Jeremy busted out in his back seat. He gave me the Taylor Swift Reputation.
Yeah.
And because he's a fan of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, he knew where to buy the album from so he could get the magazine and everything else. And we're on the way to my parents' house, and my parents live 40 minutes away. So we're on the way to my parents' house, and I'm flipping through the magazine, which is super cool.
I still haven't looked at it.
Oh, my gosh. The stuff that she is saying in there is just lethal.
It's not just pictures?
No. It's pictures. It's handwritten lyrics. But also, she's talking about why she is the way that she is now. So she's just cutting bitches all the way down.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I'm flipping through the magazine. I'm all up into it, right? And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, why aren't we listening to this album right now? And so I was like, babe, I can listen to Taylor Swift right now. And he's like, this is the only time I will let you. So we put Taylor Swift in the car, jammed out to it on the way there.
Wait, you jammed out or y'all jammed out?
I think Taylor Swift might be rubbing off on him.
Really?
No. Oh. But yeah, we did listen to it on the way there and back. So I was so super excited. I could not tell, though. My little sister niece, she's turning, 9 on Sunday. And she doesn't know music. She only knows Taylor Swift because of me. So I haven't told them that I got Taylor Swift tickets. Mm-hmm. Because last time I got Taylor Swift tickets, she wanted to go with me. Mm-hmm. And I told my mom, I was like, absolutely not. I'm not taking her on our first concert to that one. That's not necessary. I'll take her to some, she can go with you to your birthday shindig, to that little cheapo one, the $30 tickets or something.
Your niece on me?
So I haven't told her this time.
You want to invite yourself, but you're inviting your niece.
Yeah, you can take her. But I was looking through the magazine, and my mom started preaching about how Taylor Swift's not a role model and all this different kind of stuff. Because she's been so super innocent up until now. But now she's in the magazine. She's showing off a little skin and everything else. And so my mom's like, that's no role model.
I do have to skip over one song when I'm in the car with the kids.
Dress?
Yeah. There is one other lyric. I think it's Delicate when she talks about scratching her nails down the back. And I'm like, maybe that'll go over their head. But the dress, I'm like, mm-mm. I gotta skip over that one. I don't think they've noticed. But I mean, I really do. I listen to it on repeat over and over and over again. But that one song, I gotta turn it. No, but I try to listen to it over the holidays with the whole family, Josh included, in the car. And he turned it down. He touched my stereo system. I know this sounds like I'm a control freak, but I'm not, I swear. He turns it down. It was at a reasonable volume, and he touches my stereo. So I might have overreacted a little. And I ejected the CD immediately. And I told him he didn't deserve to listen to Taylor Swift ever again. He's like, I was just turning it down. I was like, nope, never again.
I think that's great. Got to put him in his place.
That's right.
And touch my volume. I do have one idiotic thing that Jeremy told me. I was getting in the shower. This was while I was still on my juice cleanse. I'm getting in the shower, and I brought a bottled water with me because I need to drink a lot of water while I'm doing this juice cleanse.
Yeah.
And so I hop in the shower with my bottle of water, and Jeremy just starts laughing. And he's like, that's the difference between your 20s and your 30s. In your 20s, you're hopping in the shower with beer, with wine, after eating pizza. Now you're in your 30s, and you have shower water and juice cleanses. And I'm like, I don't know who you think you're talking to like this, because I might be older, but I am not wiser. And I was binging Into the Blinking World, which is about a psychopath.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got all kind of fresh new ideas. Don't be calling me old right now. Like, this is not going to work. But I think he was just trying to be cute. But you can't be cute
when you haven't eaten in 7 days.
When you call me old, you can't be cute.
Aww.
That's what he was getting
at. He didn't say the word old. He said the difference between your 20s and 30s. I mean, there's going to be a difference between your 30s and 40s and 50s and so on. I don't think he was calling you old. You got to face the facts, Lacey.
That I'm old?
I didn't say old. My mom does say every time she reaches a new decade, this is the best decade I've ever lived.
That's really positive.
I know. I'm hoping. I feel the same way. I don't know. I'm only into my third decade, but I'm hoping I feel that way.
I am straight in denial. I've never had an issue with my age before. I guess I did take a little offense whenever I turned 30. All of a sudden, like, the guys up here were like, what's up, 30-year-old? And I'm like, really? Because whenever I was 29, you didn't care. And now you just feel like it's necessary to call me 30. Like, you don't want me calling out your age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess I did take a little bit of defense to that. But other than that, like, I don't feel old. I don't feel my age. But I was straight up lying this year because they're like, how old are you? 27. I'm 27. So I'm at my friend's house.
To randos?
No, I did it at my friend's house, and it took them a minute, and nobody wanted to say anything. And so they're kind of doing the math in their head, and they're like, well, hold on, but I've known you for this long, and I know you weren't a teenager whenever I met you. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not 27, but I'm just saying, like, I could be. Is that pathetic? Am I pathetic?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't go around lying about my age, but when I went to the liquor store this weekend, and someone checked for my license to see if I was old enough. And sure, that's flattering. But the extra comment when they say, you don't look like you could be this old. I love that. I was like, thank you. And then he's like, some people take offense whenever I ask for the license and they act like it's a big ordeal. They have to take their little card out of their little wallet. I'm like, no, I love it. Ask me every time. I don't care.
No, if I do get carded, I make such a big deal about it. Like, I'm a fan of myself and I'm blushing and I'm like, oh my God, yes, I'm so super young. Let me get my ID right now. Then they're like, okay, never mind. Calm down. You obviously would not be that excited if you weren't of age. I was really hoping I was going to get carded on my birthday, but nobody carded me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. I was not wearing makeup and I probably was wearing rags. I'm not sure.
The day that I quit busting out my ID, I used to live by TCU college campus, and typically they're stricter around college campuses because so many young people and fake IDs and everything else. Well, I went to the corner store and I was buying some beer and I gave the guy my ID and he said, oh, I wasn't going to ID you. And I'm like, actually, legally you should, because it said, I think it says, like, if you're under 30, you're supposed to ID.
No, I think it's 40. If you look like you're under 40, they're supposed to ID you.
Whatever it was, I was under that age at the time. And I'm like, and you should never say that to anybody ever. So ever since then, I don't bust out my ID. And then if you ask for it, I get really excited. So
maybe a little too excited.
Yeah. All right, I have one more thing, but it's just completely random. I'm kind of in a TV rut right now. Not a lot going on. New seasons are just now starting up. So, I mean, I'll be watching, like, Versace, the American Crime Story.
What?
The Murder of American Crime Story.
Gosh, I haven't even heard
Versace.
Of this. No, but I'm interested.
Okay, so there's American Horror Story and then American Crime Story, and they did O.J. Simpson last time.
Oh.
So now it's American Crime Story, Versace. So it's however that Versace dude died.
God, I didn't even know he died.
I mean, I think this happened way before our time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So we've got all these new seasons coming up. I just finished End of the Blinking World, which was awesome.
I'm in the middle of it.
But it was short, too. But that series is so good. So I'm just flipping through Amazon, looking one day. There's this show, if you want to ruin your childhood, It's called Zach Morris is Trash. And it is on Amazon. And it is a little 3-minute videos that dissects all the different episodes. So it's like, okay, in this episode, Zach Morris convinces the girls that they're going to be rock stars, and he makes them work and do all these dance numbers. And all, and then that's, of course, whenever Jesse takes the diet pills and she's, I'm so excited. But the whole purpose of the show is just to show that Zach Morris is a womanizing, manipulating piece of trash. Well, and all this stuff that he pulled back in the day, like, it, a lot of it's not PC anymore.
No. No. He is a piece of crap. I don't even have to watch the show, and I totally agree with you. Wow. Is it a Netflix original? Because I'm sure they're going to make some serious money off of that.
It's Amazon, but it's
Amazon, sorry.
Funny or Die.
Okay.
So I think it's just their little 3-minute skit.
It's perfect. And I'm okay with saying that he's a piece of crap because, or a piece of trash, sorry, because it's not really him. It's the character.
He was my first love.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what mine was. Probably JTT.
And, ooh, he was a good one. What a disappointment that little man.
Yeah,
I was about to say something else. That little man turned out to be. He was so cute. And then he just grew up to be like a medium-sized troll.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Same thing with the Olsen twins.
They're not trolls.
Oh, my God. They're so trolls.
They are amazing.
They look like they need a shower. They need a brush. They need to take off their trench coats. And they need to date people like 30 years younger.
That's all models.
No. They look like, I don't think you can say. They seriously look like they emerged from the forest. I mean, it's just, I do not like the way that they look.
Oh, I don't have a problem with them.
And they were so adorable. My niece is watching Full House now on Hulu. And so she's on like season one of Full House, and they're little babies
little
and
brats.
They're so cute. DJ Tanner was such a brat.
They're all brats. Every single television show of the 80s, every kid was a big jerk. And the 90s, and the 2000s, and the whatever decade we're in. Now, all kids are jerks in all shows. I hate television. It makes me so mad. Sorry, I'm over it.
So what's our chances of getting snow this year, Amy? Predict.
The chances are good. They're really good. I'm married to an honorary meteorologist. And he tells me that it's looking really good for a snow day in the very near future.
Okay, what makes him an honorary meteorologist? Is this just because I'm an honorary firefighter?
No.
Okay.
No. Yes. He just really likes it. He loves meteorology and marine biology. I think that pretty much is it. And he doesn't work in any of those fields. So I feel kind of bad for him.
Well, I mean, he does need to know seasons and temperature and everything else for the pool industry. I mean, I guess he's not out there doing that work. So maybe him himself doesn't need to know, but at least the company needs to know.
Yeah.
That way you can treat the pools and keep them covered for the winter or whatever it is people with pools do.
It's just his interests. And I just said it because you said it earlier. The honorary thing.
I was so disappointed because it snowed a little bit last week. Enough to get like snowflakes in my hair, and that was it. And then I thought we were going to have a snow day and most importantly, not have to work. Like, I love snow. I want it to be thick. I want to roll around in it. I want to have so much freaking fun. But instead, I woke up this morning and there was no snow and no ice, and I had to bring my butt to work anyway.
I know. I was disappointed too. And the kids. They had me check every 5 minutes last night trying to see if school was canceled, and it wasn't. So sorry about you.
My hope was just diminishing the longer it got in the day, because started off, it was like 50% chance of snow starting at 7 p.m. and then it goes down to 30% at 9. And then finally I go to bed at 10 and there's still no snow. So
it's getting cold enough, but it needs to stay this cold. And then we need precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting it all just on the wrong days.
I just love snow.
Snow's all right. I like to look at it. I want to be inside with something warm to drink by the window and see it. I don't really like getting in snow. It's too cold. I don't like being cold.
I love rolling around in it. It's just fun. Last time it snowed really good, I walked down to the park and was rolling down the hills because we don't have anything to play in. You can't just go to the store and go buy a bobsled. We don't have that kind of stuff here because it doesn't snow.
Well, yeah, but you can use like the backside of your trash can lid and stuff like that.
Oh, I've homemade plenty of stuff. But in this instance, I just went and was just rolling down the hill. And it was so it was a great hill and it was so much fun. And then after that, my husband was tired of playing with me. So I stomped around my neighborhood by myself and then went in the backyard and rolled around in the backyard by myself.
I've had very few good snow memories. I've made one snowman that was over 6 foot tall. That's one of my greatest memories in snow, of course. And then I've gone skiing a couple times, and that was great. But other than that, my hands just get cold.
Mm-hmm.
And my feet.
Where'd you build this 6 foot snowman?
In my front yard. It was like, oh.
North Carolina?
It was here in Texas. It was like 9 years ago
mm-hmm.
when we had that big, heavy snow. It was like a foot, close mm-hmm. to a foot. Anyways, it was a while ago.
That's fine.
My kids were really little, and Josh wasn't around. I guess he had to work that day. Oops. but I had my neighbor come down and help me because I wasn't strong enough to get the big top snowball on top of the head, that third ball of snow. Snowball is what they call it. That's what it is. Anyways, so yeah, I think it was all me. The kids were little.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And that's why I am so snow happy, is because being from the South, I've only been in snow a handful of times. I went skiing. That was terrifying. I do want to go again.
Yeah.
But I just don't have a lot of snow experiences. I just love it. I want to plan it.
It's not enough.
But my husband, being from Chicago, he hates snow because he's had to plow through a bunch of driveways. And it's so miserably cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody appreciates it.
I mean, you're snowed in sometimes for days.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
Instead, I just want one snow day and or the flu so I can take some time off here. I know we just got back. I know I shouldn't be complaining. I'm just tired.
No, it's vacation depression.
I know.
I mean, it's such a high and then boom, you plummet and you're just stuck here.
And then it's your birthday and nobody cares. And then your best friend tries stealing your birthday.
I'm not stealing nothing.
I invited you to come over on Sunday.
I had no way I could drive that far.
But it was really sweet. You did tell me. Do you remember?
I told you happy birthday.
Oh, well, of course you did. But and you posted on Instagram, which is really sweet, too. So thank you for that. No, you told me that you thought about just coming by and surprising me at my friend's house because you knew I was going to be there.
I was really tempted. But it was late in the afternoon, and I was also thinking about my PJs. So
it's okay. I was in puppy love. We had a good time. I did not accomplish any of my goals, though. I wanted to paint and play games. Instead, I played with puppies and ate cake.
Hey, that's still really good.
It was a really good birthday. I left all my stuff over there. So ever since then, I've been wanting to paint. And I'm like, I don't even feel like going out there and getting my stuff. So
see, it's far. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the birthday love. I sure do appreciate it. And that's all we got. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything to add, please hit us up on our socials. You can put somebody on blast. You can tell us what you're watching, what we should be watching. Or you can just wish Amy and I a happy birthday. Amy's birthday celebration is going to be going on for the next couple of months. So you have plenty of time.
Don't wish me a birthday.
For that. Make a banner or something. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram and on Facebook. Loose Lips Hips on Twitter.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
You can leave us a rating while you're there. Say some nice words. That'll make us look really good. And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
And Hugh Janus, turning 10. We'd mentioned...
I'm sorry. It's one of those.
I think
it was a trick name.
I think you're right.